Welcome to Hal Linden Presents. This month, we're bringing you About Face by Jeffrey Loden and David Arthur. Inspired by Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, the rollicking musical comedy About Face is set on a sexually charged college campus in 1955 America. It is a golden age musical with a very modern sensibility and sound. Amid the comical hijinks of Whitney College's mischief-loving students, we find faculty members Coach Bill Benedict and English Lit Professor Beatrice Stanton playfully but very sincerely fighting their merry war of wits. English Lit Professor Beatrice is thrilled that her niece Victoria is now a freshman at Whitney College. Sensing that her niece is boy crazy, particularly with a certain star quarterback, she feels the need to guide her way and encourage her to concentrate on her studies. Victoria asks why her aunt has so adamantly remained single. Professor Beatrice is all too happy to answer.
Even as a 9-year-old in a white party dress with pink ribbons in my hair, I knew my relationships with boys would always be thorny. Grade school dances, sitting on a bench with my friend Clementine. No one even asked if I would like to join the conga line. At last, a boy made advances, eagerly signing up Clementine's dances. If I'd known then what I know now, I wouldn't have despaired. In weeks to come, I tried again, but this time came prepared. I brought a good book. I brought a good book. I whipped out my history text and gave it a look. Before the beguine had begun, I got through Attila the Hun, and that's what it took. I brought a good book.
9 years old. Surely you knew there were more interesting things in life than Attila the Hun.
Yes. Dante's Inferno. Next came high school, like a living page from Edgar Allan Poe. Every other girl did well by reading love poems to her beau. Tom Blake, a hunk from New Haven, wasn't aroused when I read him The Raven. He liked those cowboy movies. I liked esoteric plays. He dragged me to his movies, but I love those matinees. I brought a good book. I brought a good book. I slipped out my Gertrude Stein and gave it a look. And later at night we would park. Temptations would spark in the dark. We never partook. 'Cause a book is a book is a book.
He sounds like a decent guy.
He dumped me for Angela Kerpelli, a dropout who worked at a truck stop. She had a more, how shall I put it, generous nature. Athletic college beaux had no illusions. They knew my favorite exercise was jumping to conclusions. By senior year, my heart was trampled on by Ronald Reese, plus Leonard Barnes and Arthur Cleese, but never once by Warren Peace. I almost hit the jackpot with Ben 4.0 Wilson. We both loved the Iliad and the Odyssey, but he was so jealous of the time I spent reading it.
Why didn't you read it together?
He couldn't read Greek. Grad school classes, smarter than the men, I always made straight A's. Women as professors, men believed was just a passing phase. One man, a regular cut-up, said I should marry, have babies, and shut up. The book I brought that day I knew would put him in his place. My Oxford English Dictionary flew into his face. Now that's a good book, a practical book. Those 1,700 pages formed a left hook. As quick as a shot, he incurred the muscle of each little word. That 9-year-old wallflower learned that knowledge is power. When I turn 87, I'll still believe heaven is reigning in some little nook. Instead of a schnook, I'll bring a good book.
The students hatch a plot. They plan to get the feuding Coach Bill and Professor Beatrice to think that they are secretly, actually, madly in love with each other. In the park, the coach is seated on a bench, absorbed in the sports page, convinced that no one can see him. His students launch into their pre-rehearsed scene, claiming that Beatrice is actually, secretly, wildly in love with the coach, loud enough for him to overhear them. They exit, leaving the coach to ponder the unthinkable.
What a tortured soul all by herself, alone in love upon a shelf, an unattractive woman with a secret locked inside. After all these years, who'd claim her? God, she loves me, who can blame her? We could never pleasantly collide. But still in all, this lovesick lady needs a friend's support. Bill Benedict is gonna be a sport. Once she bragged a porcupine's caress would soothe her more than mine. Oh yes, but I'll be damned, this damsel in distress has changed her mind. Now she thinks I'm William Holden, God and Superman all rolled in. Could it be that Beatrice is blind? This modestly attractive woman landed in my court. Bill Benedict is gonna be a sport. She has so many qualities that I never took seriously. She's smart, honest, professional. Plus, I seem to recall she has very nice legs. The torch has been ignited. What a really odd condition. I desire the opposition. I feel so damned excited. Her passions roar from every pore. I never noticed that before. Yesterday I'd rather swallow glass than ever make a forward pass, but now this most attractive woman has me in a spin. There'll be those who take objection to my ripening affection. Let them laugh, I'll take it on the chin. Hey, I'm the fool who fumbled when I sold the lady short. I hope that Beatrice will be a sport. Beatrice.
Call me Miss Stanton. Mr. Benedict, against my will, Dean Leonard has told me to come out and remind you of this afternoon's faculty meeting.
Why, thank you, Beatrice. It was awfully nice of you to go to all that trouble.
Mr. Benedict, if I thought it were any trouble at all, I wouldn't have done it.
So you did it out of the goodness of your heart?
Have it your own way. Good afternoon.
Well, she loves me, all right. It's in everything she says. Have it your own way. There's a double meaning in that. Bill Benedict, you're in love. Well, how about that? It's strange the way a man can change. My attitudes I'll rearrange. My stubborn bachelor days are done. I lost the war and yet I won. She loves me. That's the thing that counts. I love her back in large amounts. The wedding ought to be the formal sort. June is a good month for a wedding. Of course, May is a little sooner. Get a load of me. Bill Benedict is gonna be a sport.
Bill and Beatrice openly and honestly confess their love for each other, but another fight ensues. They bitterly argue, and before you know it, they have put an end to their new union. Bill exits. Brokenhearted and again alone, Beatrice ponders.
Just when I thought I'd applied the lessons life had taught, I find my mind retained a lot. But there's a lot my heart forgot. Why couldn't I remember that a dance whirls away any faults, and romance can never last as long as the waltz. I was taught that God had a plan. Every cloud would be silver lined. They're the ones I seldom can find. Look for happy endings in movies. Never tell a man how you feel. Always keep your heart in control. Let them see your smile, not your soul. Suddenly, I'm learning my lessons again. If my house of cards fell, he's not to blame. All my hopes were far too high in the plan. So he's not the king of hearts, just a man. Will I ever learn that love is just a game? Now I know that all of the pain worsens with repeated mistakes. What can mend a heart when it breaks? That's a lesson time failed to teach me. I'm resolved to know from now on just how long to stay at the dance. Fall in love again, not a chance. I'll close the book on love for good. I'll go back to the way I was. I won't recall his pensive sighs. I won't remember every blink of his eyes. What a dunce I am with men. Once again, I'm learning my lessons.
But in the end, the villain has been expelled. The kids rejoice as Coach Benedict and Professor Stanton are reunited and happily married beneath the falling pink apple blossoms. A very happy ending indeed. Lessons learned. Everything we learn in college is not necessarily acquired in a classroom. There are consequences for our actions. Life and love is the big game. That's about it for About Face. We'll be back next month with another show from the Main Street Library of Recommended Musicals. Get in touch if you'd like to find out more.